This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study of the inspiration of the Bible. In the midst of a world that has gone mad, it seems, with the doctrines of atheism, agnosticism, positivism, subjectivism, and other philosophies which are against the sacred will of God and even against God Himself, I want to call your attention to the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. It is not merely a religious book, it is the religious book. It is not merely a book of God, it is the book of God. The 66 books of the Bible, 39 books of the Old Testament, and 27 of the New, all of them inspired, God-breathed, all of us given to us by the Holy Spirit, as He directed the various men, some 40 writers, writing over a period of many centuries to bring us the sacred scriptures which we have in the Bible. I have pointed out to you the fact that we ought to study this matter because of so many things that are happening in the world. The Bible teaches us that we should be ready to give defense of the sacred faith, the Christian faith, to anyone who asks us a reason concerning the hope that is within us. The things that are happening in this world, some of them we've pointed out, which relate directly and especially to young people, and also things which relate to culture in general. One of these is pressures from big city living, and another is pressures from professional philosophy. Now, I will not take the time, of course, to try to explain the basic philosophies that we face in our world today, because it would simply be too complicated and consume too long a time. But let me say this, that there are many things being taught in colleges and universities throughout this land, and I myself am a college university professor, and I can speak from experience, not only in my own study, but recognizing what are taught by my colleagues in professional society meetings, that there are many things that are openly antagonistic to Christianity, to the Bible, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly as antagonistic as anything could be is the dialectical materialism of the philosophy of Karl Marx, which says that nothing exists but matter. There is no spirit. There is no God. And man has no spirit that survives physical death. And the dialectic which supposedly explains how things go on in the world. It has to do with the idea of negativity, of forces acting against one another. In their language, thesis and antithesis. And this results in a synthesis. And so this goes on and on until things are built up into revolution in various places. This, of course, rules out God. It rules out the Bible. It rules out the Lord Jesus Christ. It rules out the living of the Christian life. But friends, let me remind you of the fact that if there is no God, then any and everything is permitted. If there is no God, there is no real or objective moral wrong. There's no such thing as real right and real wrong. Whatever anybody wants to do must be right. And so if a Hitler or a Stalin or a Mao Zedong wishes to destroy millions of people, then that is simply his prerogative, and there's no one who can say that it is really right or really wrong. You might say that I don't like it or I do like it, but you cannot say that it is really objectively moral wrong. You might say I approve of it, or I'm glad it happened, or I do not approve of it, I do not wish it happened, or I wish it hadn't happened. But if you are an atheist, if you reject God, you have no grounds upon which to say that it is really wrong. So there is this philosophy which confuses many people. Much of the world today is under the domination of the philosophy of Karl Marx, and the governments which arise from it certainly manifest these principles. What we have seen in Southeast Asia, in Vietnam, in Laos, in Cambodia, certainly give us manifest proof of the results of this kind of acceptance of a philosophy antagonistic and contradictory to the God of the Bible, the God of heaven. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of the inspiration of the Bible.